بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. But it's famous, and we all know, the followers of Islam, that the Prophet faced lots of problems and difficulties in these three stages. What kind of problems and difficulties the Holy Prophet of Islam faced at that time, and most specifically after that mission that he was chosen? In fact, the time that mission starts and outward, that is during these three stages.
About annoying the Prophet Muhammad, the idol worshippers set up to making plots, to making obstacles to the mission of the Prophet Muhammad, because they didn't want their idols will be remained without worshipping and something like that. So they started to annoy the Prophet.
Yeah.
So they started to annoy the Prophet and his followers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts his Prophet by this verse. وَلَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَأُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Apostles were certainly denied before you. The apostles denied before you. They patiently bore being denied and tormented until our help came to them.
Exactly.
Even, and there were lots of annoying. For Prophet had an uncle named Abu Lahab.
Yeah.
Even Abu Lahab annoyed the Prophet, and Abu Lahab and his wife started to hurt, to annoy the Prophet. And it is meant their annoying is mentioned in one of the chapters of the Quran, chapter Masad, chapter 111. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَّتْ يَدَى أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبْ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. Perish the hands of Abu Lahab, and perish he. Why his hands? Because Abu Lahab used to throw stones to the Prophet, and of course ordered people to throw stones to the Prophet, and his hands are cursed by Allah. Perish the hands of Abu Lahab, and perish he. Neither his wealth availed him, nor what he had earned. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَّسَدٍ. Neither soon he will enter the blazing fire. Abu Lahab entered the blazing fire, and his wife too, the firewood carrier. He is mentioned by firewood carrier because he threw
She was mentioned.
Yes, the wife of the Abu Lahab. She threw bushes to the road, that when the Prophet Muhammad walks on him, his foot hurt. And the last verse is Fiji daha hablum min masad, with a rope of palm fibre around her neck. The wife of Abu Lahab enters the fire. www.byislam.com